This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold with Ameriprise Financial, here to cover your A to Z's and 123s. Today, our topic is this back-to-school season. Talk to your graduate about money. If you have a child entering college or the workforce this fall, now is a great time to talk about money. Consider the tips below to guide the conversation. Help your child establish a budget for the next phase of life. A new phase of life often brings a new set of expenses. Begin by exploring the new costs your child may incur and offer to sit down and help them create a budget. For high school graduates, new expenses can include tuition for college, textbooks, housing, food, and discretionary spending. Online estimators can be useful tools to discern how to allocate funds by category. If you typically covered your child's expenses throughout high school, educate them on what a typical grocery bill or trip to the movies can cost. This will help them gain perspective on their expenses going forward. Set financial expectations. As your child grows towards financial independence, it is beneficial to have a conversation with them about what help they can expect from you, if any, and what costs they are responsible for. If your child is headed to college or trade school, discuss how tuition will be paid for and whether you'll cover any associated room and board expenses, technology fees, travel to return home, etc. Can your child rely on scholarships or help from a 529 plan? Will they need to pick up a job? To help answer these questions, encourage your child to fill out the free application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. All students can apply regardless of their family's financial status. The FAFSA process will let your child know what federal financial aid may be available to them. If loans need to be taken out by you, your child, or both for school, review the terms, including interest rates and payback schedule. If your child is headed directly into the workforce, discuss how to approach paying for rent, commuting to work, and other common expenses. Determine if your child can look to you for help in their first few months of expenses as they get on their feet. Discuss what bringing home a post-tax paycheck looks like and advise on saving and spending income. Consider alternate ways to help your kids. While it's natural to want to support your child as much as you can, it's important to think about how to thoughtfully transition the financial responsibility to their shoulders over time. As a starting point, consider the difference between funding a key milestone, such as college tuition or a car that's necessary for their employment, and funding ongoing daily lifestyle expenses or wishes, like concert tickets or meals out. Some parents desire to cover all expenses while a child is in college so they can focus on their education. If you share this viewpoint, set any boundaries and decide an end date of when they'll fully be responsible for their own expenses, perhaps at graduation or when they land a full-time job. Additionally, when a large expense arises, like a new car or graduate school, consider co-signing a loan instead of writing a check. This approach can help them lock in a lower interest rate or more favorable repayment terms while encouraging some financial independence. Set boundaries for future milestones. Once expectations are established for the financial responsibilities in your child's next phase of life, have a conversation with your spouse or partner about how you'll handle future milestones, such as a wedding or home purchase. Giving money to adult children can be a sensitive subject, and it's an important one to be on the same page about it. If you and your partner have work to do to align your viewpoints, you're not alone. Recent research from my firm, Ameriprise Financial, found that 72% of couples support adult family members financially, yet 14% of couples disagree on how much financial support to give. Have an open dialogue about how much monetary support is important to you to provide and consider putting a financial plan in place to guide future decisions. The back-to-school season is a great time to consider what financial preparedness looks like in the next phase of your child's life. Know that your financial advisor is there to help you establish your financial strategy and comfort level with helping your children financially while staying on track to meet your biggest goals. Join me next week for more A to Z's and 123s.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financials A to Z and 123s.